Okay, we're in session at 7 p.m. Review and hopefully approve the minutes of the bills and warrant on a payroll.
I make a motion to approve the payroll, accounts payable, and to sign the last meeting's minutes.
Second.
That one's completed.
All right, and for you, we have a regular agenda, so.
Oh, so I'm.
You're up next.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So most people in here know me, but for the sake of public record, I'm Maggie O'Brien. I am the Emergency Management Planner with the Rutland Regional Planning Commission. And so I am here today to give a status update on the update to the local hazard mitigation plan for the town. So I was last here in December on a very snowy night, presenting the first half of the plan. So the hazard and risk assessment, where we identified some of the highest risk natural hazards to the town of Wells based on various criteria. And I'm now here tonight with the second half of the plan, which is the hazard mitigation strategy. So now that we know what our highest risk hazards are, we can come up with some goals. We can have a look at our community capabilities, which is our ability to carry out those goals, and then looking at a broad range of actions and determining which ones are most acceptable and practical for the town to implement. And then capping that off with the action plan itself. So who will be responsible for carrying out those activities, potential partnerships, and so on. So again, for the sake of the public record, so I will go through a brief summary of some of the things that we have completed since then. And also wanting to note that tonight marks the start of the second public review and comment period for the plan. So starting tomorrow on the landing page that we have set up for this project, we will have a copy of the draft for everyone to review, and we'll also have a physical copy available here at the town office for folks who want to maybe read something in person without having to print out the whole plan. So
what page are you on?
I am on page 26. So seeing that everyone already has copies, that's great. And I've also printed out the local mitigation plan review tool. This is the rubric that Vermont Emergency Management uses to ensure that we're checking all the boxes for the requirements for this plan. So this is a plan that is ultimately reviewed and approved by FEMA. And so there's a crosswalk here showing you essentially what elements, where these different elements are met on what page. So that could be used if you're interested in seeing seeing how we followed along and updating this plan. So, but so the hazard mitigation strategy. So we have the goal, which is the bedrock of what the strategy is built around, of course. So increasing resilience to natural hazards by advancing mitigation investments to help benefit people, homes, and neighborhoods, the local economy, cultural and historic resources, ecosystems and natural resources, and other critical community lifelines like transportation, energy, and communications. Based on that, we took a look at our capabilities and determined how we are able to accomplish these goals through various skills in administrative and technical, looking at our capacity there, looking at what plans we have to help guide land use and ensure that we are not making ourselves more vulnerable to disasters in the future. Looking at financial capabilities, which is pretty straightforward, and then outreach and education. We also look at on page 29 and 30 the way that the town complies with the National Flood Insurance Program, which the town has been a part of since 1985. And also just a reminder that having a current up-to-date local hazard mitigation plan is one of the four measures that is needed to have that 12.5% ERAF rate, so the Emergency Relief Assistance Fund, which is a pot of money set aside by the state to help meet the local match in a federally declared disaster. So, upon this plan being submitted to Vermont Emergency Management for initial review, that will bump your rate back up to 12.5. It's currently at 7.5 because the current plan had expired. So then we look at a broad range of actions in four different categories. We have local plans and regulations, structure and infrastructure projects, natural systems protection projects, and outreach and education programs. And the goal here being to look at all of these broad array of potential actions, which were chosen based on the natural hazards we had identified, and then ranking if they would be practical and feasible for the town to implement. So that was based off of a variety of criteria, which you can see on table five, which is page 34, and looking at if there are, for instance, benefits to life safety, if there are benefits for property protection, if it's a long-term technically feasible solution, if there's political will, if it benefits other initiatives like economic development, environmental quality, benefiting a frontline population, and so on. So those results are encapsulated here. We had a workshop where we invited subject matter experts to help us think through some of these actions. And so of the actions recommended for implementation, we then went on to table six, starting on page 36, and we outlined, okay, so now that we know which actions we want to try to implement, how are we going to make sure this happens? What's the area of impact for the action? Who's going to be the lead party? What's the typical time frame? When are we looking to get these actions done? Potential funding sources, and of course, the priority. So we fleshed all of those out, and of the four categories, making sure we address every hazard that was outlined in section five. And then the review tool also requires us to speak to how the information in this plan can be integrated into other plans and procedures. So looking at how can we take the risk information that we outlined in terms of which areas are most vulnerable to, say, flooding, and make sure that we use that information to update, the town plan when that time comes around again, several years from now, making sure we have those areas accurately described and prioritized. And then also through some other things that the town is already doing, like the municipal roads general permit. So a lot of road resiliency actions can be implemented under there that would be in line with this plan. Then we look at plan maintenance, section seven, starting on page 42, which is pretty straightforward. It just looks at how the plan should be reviewed on an annual basis. My suggestion would be to do it around the same time we do the local emergency management plan, so that way you can kind of pair those two things together. And also opportunities to pull in the whole community for public comment. And then table seven on 43, and oh, I never updated that. I will have to do that. That would be one of my changes. Anyway, so mitigation action status, this provides a table format to easily track from year to year the different actions that were part of the strategy, where they're at. If they were completed, you can check it off, and if not, you can provide a little disclaimer explaining why and what we anticipate going down the line. So The 5-year update, which is of course going to be when we get down the road another three, four years from now, looking at that long-term timeline and how the plan should go about being updated. Appendix A is the certificate of adoption, and I want to point this out because when we submit the plan to Vermont Emergency Management and they reaffirm that we've checked all the boxes, one of the requirements is providing proof of adoption. And so, looking at the sequence of events, we submit to Vermont Emergency Management, they give us the green flag. The town then moves to formally adopt the plan in its existing form, or if there's required revisions, then we'll address those and work them into the draft before doing that. And then the at a public meeting like this one, there would be a vote to adopt the plan formally. We'd get a signature, and that would be the last element we would need before submitting to FEMA for the final approval.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
What, if I remember correctly, 5 or 6 years ago, whenever we did it the last time with Stephanie Bohr, it seemed to me it was quite a time when we approved it to when it was done, finished. Is that improved or gotten worse or gotten better or?
It's my understanding is that VEM recently took on the capability, it might have been shortly after your last plan went through, to give that initial review. And typically, they were really good about that, doing a 30-day turnaround. Ever since the beginning of 2025, there has been a significant backlog that they have yet to work through. For context, I submitted the Benson Local Hazard Mitigation Plan in October, and I just got comments on that a week or two ago. Yeah, it's not looking great, but they are saying they've expanded their team. They're trying to get everyone up to speed, and hopefully they should start working through it soon at some point. So I wish I could give you a more solid answer, but right now average time is looking to be 7 months. I really hope they get through it faster than that soon here. But that being said, this is through the BRIC 22 grants, and the drop dead deadline to get everything done is November, and the state was telling us to have all the work wrapped up by like August, essentially.
Does our old plan stay in effect until the new one's been approved?
No, because the old plan only has a 5-year lifespan, and so the expiration date for that was October of last year, I think towards the end of the month.
So what happens if we have a FEMA event and the plan is still being reviewed?
Well, at least for the ERAF benefit, that doesn't matter because as soon as you submit the plan to Vermont Emergency Management, that benefit kicks back in.
Okay.
For accessing FEMA funding, well, who knows where that's going these
But
days,
I
but
think that there
typically,
isn't any funding,
yes.
particularly for those states.
It wouldn't be held up because our plan has not been approved yet.
Correct. And even so, there's usually a grace period where after there's a declared disaster, towns are given, I don't know, I'm just throwing a number out there because it's been a while, 6 months to get a plan together and get that approved. Might even be as long as a year. So you guys are well on your way
So it's
to.
not that wouldn't that part wouldn't be a problem.
Correct. And the only, I mean, Appendix C is the full summary of public engagements. So you can see throughout the process how we reached out to different segments of the whole community to give them the opportunity to participate. So we have things like flyers that we posted, email blasts, social media postings, survey results. There are a few placeholders still for the email blast related to this presentation, as well as the second public comment period, because of course we're doing that right now. So I wouldn't have screenshots for those, but they will be included when it comes time to submit the plan to Vermont Emergency Management at the end of the month. And the last thing that we have added that was not in the draft presented in December was starting on page 7, mitigation strategy update changes since 2020. And this is essentially taking a look at what progress the town has made in integrating the information in the last plan into other plans and procedures. So, for instance, since the 2017 road erosion inventory, the town has improved approximately 12.36 miles of municipal roads, which is pretty significant. So we like to use this section as telling the highlights, the success stories of the town for mitigation. So the washout of East Wells Road and that stream-based stabilization finally happening this past winter. That was definitely something we wanted to highlight as well. But also looking at things like what changes have there been in land use over the past 5 years? Have there been a significant amount of structures erected in high-risk areas that would impact vulnerability or not? And then also looking at what has caused changes in the mitigation strategy since the last plan. So older population, you might have folks that have more disabilities. It's not as easy for them to get around. Natural disasters are becoming more intense and frequent. You guys have been pretty lucky with floods, but we're also looking at things like extreme winter weather, extreme heat, even invasive species. So we speak to that here as well. But that is the broad overview of the updates that have been made. And what I would encourage both the select board and the public at large is to take a look through this final draft over the next 2 weeks. Make sure that it jives with does this tell our story as a town in terms of what we've done in trying to protect our assets and shore up our resiliency levels to these natural hazards? So public comment period starts tonight. And then there is a period of 2 weeks where folks can again go to the landing page. So that URL is in Appendix C, but you can also it's also the sorry, it's in Appendix C. It's on page A4, tinyurl.com/wells-lhmp26. So by end of business tomorrow, that draft plan will be available for review there. And we're just asking that if folks have any comments they want to make, they send them to myself. So that would be maggie@rutlandrpc.org. And we will send out email blasts sharing this information. We will have flyers posted, social media posts. And so my other suggestion would be at the next select board meeting 2 weeks from now, that there would be a section on the agenda where, but if folks want to give their comments in person, they can do that because we want to try to be as accessible as possible in this process. And then assuming that the comments we receive are editorial in nature or they're relatively minor, they don't shift the trajectory of the plan, then that would be the opportunity for the town to vote to vote to submit the plan to Vermont Emergency Management for APA or approval pending adoption, which is that initial review phase. So that's something I would need confirmation on as a motion that happened. And again, of course, if there are minor editorial changes, I would throw those in there before submitting to Vermont Emergency Management. If there are major comments that would somehow change the trajectory of the plan, it's not very common. I can't say it's happened since I've taken over doing these plans. But if that does occur, then that would be an opportunity to pull the planning team back together. So that would be Don Cruz, Paul Woodruff, Nora Sargent, and essentially talk through what that could mean for how we would change the plan. And then I'd come back in front of the board again with a new draft and go through this process all over again. But like I said, very unlikely that happens. So that's what we're looking at in terms of next steps. So again, my hope would be that at the next select board meeting, we have opportunity for public comment. If the board members have anything they want to discuss about the plan, they can use that time as well, and then make that motion to approve submittal to VEM for that initial approval pending adoption. And yeah, I think that's pretty much all I have for you folks. So we'll keep a copy here at the town office for people to look at if they wish. And let me just double check my notes to make sure I'm not missing
The
anything.
graph that you have to update, will you send us that picture or send us that page?
Yeah, so
Page
the
40.
screenshots for Appendix C, is that what you're referring to?
Page 44.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that is less meant for plan submission and more so meant for officials in town to keep track of the status of the actions from year to year. Essentially, the requirement being we have to prove that that we're going to have a way to stay accountable to the things that we say we're going to do in the plan, to prevent it from being a document that just goes on a shelf and isn't looked at again for another 5 years. So that's not a graph that we would update per se, but ideally it's something the town would look at once a year to kind of gauge the progress of each of the actions.
Okay.
One other thing that I didn't get back to you. I kind of searched from the two engineers that were involved with the road repair on East Wells Road for pictures. They had lots of pictures, however, the pictures of the final, not like they had a lot of pictures like this of various angles and views, but the final day of the work, we got to Mr. Paver loaded his toys and went along back to Rutland, and it started snowing. Yeah, so it's just a white, it's white ground. So it's
Yeah, and Dave Ricard, he's the other member of the planning team I forgot to mention. He sent me a photo as well showing the finished product before the snow came down, and he was right, it didn't look like too much. It might be a little easier to tell if it was greener out, but I'd also in that section of the plan anyway, would have been great to have a picture, but I don't think it would fit at this point with all the content that we have and the layout I was working with, so it ended up working
Oh, it
out.
was kind of funny. I talked to the engineer to see if she had any pictures, and she says, "Don't you remember we were standing in a snowstorm?" And I said, "Yeah, actually, I do now that you mentioned it."
Yeah, so maybe not the best way to illustrate progress. I mean, it would have been a nice thing to have, but absolutely not necessary. And with the content that we had and the spacing and the layout, it ended up being better that we didn't have the photo. I do appreciate you looking into that, though.
Yeah, I checked with both engineers. They had basically the same break in the white ground.
Yeah, nope. So all good. We were able to fill that space with other pertinent information. So, but yeah, thanks for following up on that. And Dave did send me a photo as well. So, okay, are there any questions at this point? I know I just threw a lot at you, and I do see two people in the public. Yes.
Hello, Maggie. My name is Kathy Walker.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. This is my husband, Todd.
Hi.
We just found out about this through something on Front Porch Forum. So I haven't heard anything about this before, and it's something I'm interested in. And I even be interested in volunteering to help. Because
I can't hear you. Just speak a
it
lot.
might even be I might even be interested in volunteering to help. You said you're going to leave a copy of all this in the office so that I can pick up a copy and take it home and go through it myself.
Read it, right?
Or you read it on the computer.
I'm terrible. It gives me headaches. So paper is better for me.
Well, it's not. But
Well, yeah, the good news is I printed out extra copies for the select board members in case they didn't have access to a color printer, but they all have colored copies, so I have several actually, if you want to take one
I
home.
have one. Yes, I would be very interested in this. So, as a complete newbie, and I'm coming in at the tail end of this thing, so like if there's a forest fire, if there's flooding, if God knows what, we're dug in a blizzard, this covers all of that.
Also extreme heat.
Yeah.
Well,
Drought.
it covers it in so much that if there's funding available to for recovery activities, then the town would have access to FEMA funding for that. Yes.
So this is simply a FEMA document. This is not what to do in case of.
Correct. So a mitigation plan is looking beyond just being a FEMA document. It looks at being proactive and protecting assets before the event happens. Response is a different phase of the cycle. So that would be more so your local emergency management plan, which is a completely different entity.
Animal than this one. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm really interested in. Who does that? Do we have one in Wells?
Every town is required to have a local emergency management plan. It's in Vermont statute. And so the emergency management director, Todd Fenton, he's with the Wells Fire Department. He leads that effort. I believe the select board is typically involved in that too every year.
Sorry.
And I will say that the local emergency management plan in its base form, just meeting all of the requirements of the state, it's mostly a list of contacts and a list of equipment that's available to us and a list of here's where we open a shelter, here's where we open.
Yeah, because like I don't know where is Wells emergency shelter. I'm assuming it's the gym.
Woodman Hall.
Or the Woodman Hall. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
So that information is actually in the community profile.
Oh, wonderful.
Too.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, I mean, local emergency management plans, we usually don't see too many locals stepping up for that, so that's pretty exciting. So I recommend that you coordinate with Todd, coordinate with the select board if you're interested in seeing what that process could look like. Has Bill Jones reached out to you folks yet about that?
I see him through the, I've been in the fire service for the last 67 years, so I see, I know him pretty well.
Yeah, but has he reached out to you or Todd?
No, at least, yes, he has talked to Todd.
Okay.
I talked to him randomly the other day just because I met him on the street in Poultry, but.
Okay, so for context, Phil Jones is our VEM regional coordinator. Vermont Emergency Management. Sorry, acronyms are like, I just spit them out without thinking.
They all start with P.
Of course. But yeah, so he is the one who is responsible for helping the towns update their yearly plans and providing technical assistance for that. So
that's great.
I could even potentially, if you had an email address, I can hook you up with him. That could be an option. But
no, I know how to get a hold of Todd, and that sounds like the guy I'm supposed to talk to.
Yeah, that could be a starting point.
It's my starting point, unless I'm supposed to talk to you guys first. I'm just curious.
Well, basically, we saw the word resiliency.
Yeah.
And that's what we're
it's like
thinking about. Too. I mean, resiliency to all climate change and all. So that's
what. That's what.
And then we got down here, I guess.
We didn't understand what.
Wavy mind. This thing has been going on for years. So yeah. Again. Sorry.
Yeah, no, all good. So a good starting point would be to read through the local hazard mitigation plan and see what the town has agreed to do about climate change in various aspects.
Okay.
And then the emergency management plan itself is the more immediate, what do we do in the moment?
In the moment.
Yes.
Thanks. Well, I will take an extra copy if it's a spare. I don't want to take anything from the office. Yeah, and I can return it.
I mean, don't worry about returning it. We already have a copy set aside for the office. And like I said, I printed out extra. So this is yours to keep.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And if you have any questions, then you can pass them on to me or any comments you would like to submit for consideration. So maggie@rutlandrpc.org. I might even have an extra business card.
Okay. I went to the webs. There was a link in Tammy's post on Front Porch Forum, and I think I saw your name on that.
Yes.
Okay.
So I am, I've been the lead helping the town update their plan, serving as a consultant. So I am the main point person for that.
Awesome. So, Maggie, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Is there anything in this plan that affects Sawmill Hill Road?
Yeah. I think Sawmill Hill is
a couple $100,000 worth of gravel and drainage work in the last few years.
Oh, yeah. No, that's been wonderful, and it's been great. We've had a great mud season this year.
We didn't have a mud season this year.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, there's even still, I know Dave was telling me he still has some projects he wants to implement this construction season to improve mud season and some other problem spots. So
yeah, it's great.
Like, that's in this plan. Like, it's a long document, but it's takes bites out of it at a time. And
that's what I think I'm going to do, and I'll probably, like, go cross-eyed with some of the terminology, but it's okay. Thank you. And that was what we were concerned about, is like, okay, we've had two serious droughts in a row, and they're saying this is going to be another very hotter and drier than last year, and I'm like, oh boy. So it's
worse for the West.
The climate's got my attention.
Yeah, and drought is something that has really come to the forefront recently, I would say, and is something the state is considering about, okay, how can we make a more comprehensive profile that allows towns to act on based on what resources they have and what framework they have. So for Wells that doesn't have a public water system, you know, that's a little tougher. You can't have restrictions. You can't tell people what to do with their wells, but like at the very least, is there some education that we can bring into the fold? Is there something else we can consider?
And we have many acres of woods, and they go up in a flash, you know.
Well, our woods do not burn like you see on TV in Colorado, Wyoming, and those states.
Well, that's damn
good. It's drastically, our terrain is different. Our trees are different species. Our ground is different. I've been, oh God, it was 30 years ago, but I went to, spent 3 weeks, 4 weeks at a serious forest fire in Colorado. And I cut down trees 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's all I did was tip over trees, you know, and they're all little skinny pine trees, and there's a lot of tinder, and the fires get so intense that they make their own. In New England, you don't get those kind of fires. I've been at this game for a long, long time.
Well, that's a
mistake. And I came from a town where we'd run 12 to 1,300 alarms. Here, we run about 40. So I have some experience in this.
When I visited Colorado, I was struck by the fact you have these huge evergreens, and it's rock down below. I mean, it's dry, incredibly dry. It's like a desert.
They're in trouble this year. I have three kids out there.
They are.
Well, not in Colorado. I have two in Colorado, and
They got no
sugar. There's no water. They have
no sugar. It's wildfires. If they're going to happen, it's going to be more likely the towns that are along the Green Mountain spine. And even then, they're going to be nothing like what you see in Colorado. It's going to be like little flare ups.
I mean, a big brush fire around here is a half an acre, an acre.
And so for all of those reasons, wildfire was not identified as one of the highest risk hazards, because we're looking at things like probability as well as potential impacts. But we do speak to the coincidence of wildfires in the drought risk profile.
Yes, and that was my concern.
Yes.
You know, I watched Endless Brook, not be endless, the last two summers, dried up in many places.
Well,
So this is great. I appreciate it. Sorry, I don't want to delay the meeting too long, but, you know, we're concerned. Want to help if we can. Try to manage our land, keep it resilient. So.
Is restless meeting like a regular meeting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I do have one thing I want to bring up. But when you're ready.
Not this. But thank you, Meg.
Yes, no, thank you for coming out. So it's very much appreciated. One last thing, I will not be here on the April 21st meeting, partially because I already have another meeting I have to be at that night, but typical procedure is I trust that the select board can talk amongst themselves about any comments they have, collect comments from the public, and send all of those back to me, as well as verification that you know, assuming there are no major trajectory changing remarks, that we have approval to submit it. So goal would be, if that was the case, to get it into VEM before the end of the month. But okay. Well, thank you so much for making time for me tonight and for coming out. And Sherry, I will leave you a copy of the town plan for keeping here at the town office. Just maybe a sticky note, letting folks know that's the public topic. And yeah.
Well, thank you, Maggie.
Are you going to send an email with the contact info, or not an email, but when you put your notice out, are you going to have that your email and how to, you know, where they can reach you?
Yes, I will. And that will be out probably by midday tomorrow.
Oh.
Where would I?
So we do it through multiple venues. So the RRPC, we post it on our website and our Facebook page. We've been coordinating with the town to get it posted on Facebook and Frontland Forum.
Okay.
We also have that dedicated landing page, which the URL is on page A4 towards the back of the plan. And that gives you information about not just how to submit comments, but also what the plan is, where we are in the update process, and opportunities for public engagement.
Okay, thanks.
And also, we're in the middle of redoing our website, so things are a little screwed up with that. Stuff is getting posted in a timely manner and so forth and so on, but it's not the website that we wanted. It's getting changed drastically, so it'll be much more user-friendly.
The homepage of the town website, though, does have information, and we'll have updated information to reflect the public comment. So
good.
You got options.
All right. Hopefully I don't have any comments, because I'm pretty ignorant. We'll see.
I mean, we'll take anything. As long as people are interested, that's the biggest hurdle, right?
So these days, yeah.
And I will say, if you ever want to be entertained, look at when the Benson plan is available. I received so many comments about Route 22A. I'm like, cool, but the state has jurisdiction over that, not the town. So.
Benson?
Benson.
Yeah.
People drive too fast.
I mean, it is a serious problem, but like.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely adore this.
But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, well, the state controls that, so the town can't really. I mean, and also that's traffic. I don't know if that's
right.
That would really only come into play if there was like a major storm for hazards. But anyway, yeah. I'm getting off on a side tangent. Thank you folks again. Have a good night, and more information to come.
All right.
Thank
take
you.
Care. Take
thank
all.
You.
Yeah. All right. Moving into correspondence. This is our paperwork needed for our highway, state highway liaison in regard to applying for Class 2 road grant, which we apply for, one of the many grants we apply for every year. They require everybody's signature. Basically, we have to send them our financial budget and so forth right out of the town report. And I have five overweight permits.
Thank you.
Oxel. What the hell is Oxel? I've never heard of that before. So I would entertain a motion to sign me that document there, which I believe is called a TA-60.
That's motion we sign TA-60.
I second that
motion.
I second the motion.
And when we don't send that in, we don't even get considered for a grant. We've had to battle the last few years because we don't get the money we used to get. Then, moving along, I have five overweight permits to be here for. Most of them are for people that service us, actually. Wind River. Let's do that one first. Wind River is one of them. Thomas Fuller. Am I going too fast, Sherry?
Well, I wrote them all down because, yeah.
Well, in that case, OXO Inc., which is outfit out of Indiana, I'm not familiar with them. And Camp Precast, we'll be using them if we put that box forward. And so I guess we better sign their permits. So I would entertain a motion to do that as well. Let's see how long we got there.
Consolidated.
Wind River Environmental, Fuller Sand and Gravel, Camp Precast Concrete, Consolidated Communications, and QXO, I think.
Was that all?
Yep.
You get them all?
What's the date? 7?
Yes.
Both my pens don't.
OXO, Wind River, Fuller Sand and Gravel,
Camp Precast.
Camp Precast, and
I know. I'm on my third pen tonight.
So,
what happens when you get pens from a foreign bank?
Yeah. So I make the motion to sign the overweight permits for OXO Inc., Wind River, Fuller Sand, Camp Precast, and Consolidated.
So, okay.
I haven't read my name this many times in a long time. or more. Okay, what is that part of it? Can you get that to
Yep. Brian Sanderson.
Brian, yeah.
Yep. I've got other stuff.
That one has to be signed by the town clerk, too.
Well, that's a tough thing. I'm not waiting for her.
No,
he actually, Brian Sanders will sign it, but no, yeah, Mara does. All right. Now, next leaf. I don't know if you said the word, but anyways, I have a liquor permit and a tobacco license and a second class license, which is beer and wine. That would be for the marina. Easy Marine. We have to do this every, I know they last a couple of years, I think, then you have to renew them. I see no problem with it.
That's upon
a payment. They haven't paid.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, yeah, it's, I'll make a motion that we sign Chip Vanderman and his marina's Easy Marines liquor and tobacco license, and that they we have to hold them until we get payment and send it to the state. It's dependent on them.
Sorry.
There really isn't any place to sign it. Just if you would on that last page, so we've got it. They're new. They're everything's on the computer.
There's a fine spot.
Yeah.
I think that's what we've done in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they got a little spot here signed by. Bill, going along with correspondence, we've had a few, couple tragedies, but occurrences. I think you were away. I think I told you Kathy Bergen passed away. Kathy was our former town clerk. Ron Dreher passed away a couple days ago. Now he had a good life. He was just shy of 90, so he was a Lister for many years, and he served on the building committee for this building. He's done his due diligence for the town. And then the next thing, I got a call from Don Campbell, who's the director of Land Trust for the area, and the Bates Farm is going into the Land Trust.
Oh, yay.
And I believe that Richie Hewitt will end up with it, as I understand it.
Well, Wellsview.
What's that?
Wellsview.
Yes.
Wow. Fantastic. Takes three now.
No, there's a lot more three.
By the way, I thought it was us to Larson.
I'm in it. Bases are in it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there's one up east, two up east, I believe they're in it. And I think every farm in the Paul Robert Valley will want it.
No, not him.
Yeah.
We had a little problem in town last Sunday. Everybody seemed to have heard about it. Mr. Bates, not no relation to the Bateses that we have in town on the farm, but his name was Benny Bates. Now it's become Benny
Van Gilder.
Van Gilder. He's a multi-time convicted felony, an idiot, plain English. He apparently got run around with a gun. Fired some shots in the air and this and that. He was arrested on multiple charges. Some of the afternoon. I know, and he's being housed with no bail. And
does he live here in town, or he just happened to
in the town? Apparently, he's been living next to the dump. The place just south, just south of the dump.
Yeah.
So, and he's got two felony warrants in New York State as well. So, guess he's a little bit brother. As far as the park, the three guys have all they haven't got out of anything, but they have been arrested. They have been charged. They all admitted to what they've done. I believe there's two felonies to each of them and three misdemeanors.
Mischief at the Pavilion?
And they were, pardon
me?
Mischief at the Pavilion?
Not in the Pavilion. Oh, the park. In the parking lot.
Oh.
They decided to...
In the garden.
Oh.
They cut a couple of trees in the garden area. Dragged in a large mattress. A couple gallons of gasoline. Some other assorted stuff, set that on fire, then proceeded to have truck races around the middle of the parking lot. They also cut down three trees in the wetland area. So one kid was local, the other two were friends of his from up north. I can't remember exactly where. I think Bristol. So, yeah.
Are they aware of restitution?
Oh, Mr. Camino has explained in detail exactly what's going to happen.
Very good.
And I submitted him bills from our highway department, potential bills from Mandy Spring to replace 10-year-old crab apple trees, which are a little pricey.
Oh, they're very pricey.
One that's that big isn't too bad, but you get one that's that big, it gets a little pricey.
Well, at least they're not taking the... Fortifying anymore.
No, well, that's been taken care of.
You took care of that. You guys took care of that.
That's been handled. And I don't know when it's going to court or anything, but I guess they were quite sorrowful when he got to them and figured they'd really done something wrong. I'm sure there was probably some alcohol involved or something.
They were in altered states, probably.
But anyways, that's been taken care of. Our furnace here crapped out over the weekend. Oh, that's been repaired. It was
58 yesterday morning. It was a little chilly.
So that's been taken care of. So it's been a busy week. Busy 2 weeks. You pick the right week to get out of town. And that's pretty much it for correspondence that I have. I think I have another regular correspondence.
That's for the next meeting. That's.
Oh, this is the.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for the next meeting. I thought I'd give. This ProGuard, that's our fluoride.
Yeah, I think we better make sure the tank's full.
Well, it is. That's the problem.
What's that?
It is. They filled it.
Okay, good.
We filled it last fall, and then it used like a couple hundred gallons. They bring 5,000 gallons of wax, so we're good there. ProGuard is what they put to keep the dust down.
Okay, yeah, I read that.
We have given back the salt we borrowed from the two loads of salt we borrowed from the state. We got it back. basically, I guess what they're trying to do is towns that do have a proper salt shed and can store their year's supply is to buy it off once. I don't know where. I don't understand. I don't believe there's a shortage of salt. The way I've seen New York put it down and other states put it down, I don't believe there's a shortage. I believe we're playing the price game. Very similar to what goes on at the gas pumps.
Oh, speaking of that, while I was gone, did anybody find out why we got charged more than contract price?
No. I believe Dave may have some insight on that. Yeah. I didn't talk to him.
Dave said, yes, there was the reason behind it, because it comes from, and I can't tell you, but he had.
I think it came from Portsmouth or somewhere.
It came
from Portsmouth.
Yes, that was a different.
So I guess they charge us for whatever.
Oh, yeah. Trucking?
Trucking, yeah. Normally it comes up, we get charged from Rutland to here.
All right, that, I guess that makes a certain sense.
And then I got another. Needless to say, we can't do much. But that's that same outfit that I get dealt with or talked to before. They are in their spare time moving some fill around over there to try and get
6 foot. They're going to move a lot of fill.
Get the blocks at least maybe set this summer, time allows. And I think that's it. Yeah, the town's highway bill for that cleanup was $500. So that's it for correspondence. I guess that's enough correspondence. Well, moving along. Police have been also busy as far as traffic
stops. I see that.
Some of the timing has been excellent. Bingo was getting out last Sunday, and they nailed a guy right by the Woodman Hall, and all these people are going by. And so I said, "Perfect,
sweet."
I don't know what the guy did. Well, I assume the guy came down to the street, but then it just struck me funny that Bingo, all the cars are coming out, and you're all looking at this guy, and you see a cruiser there, so. They'll believe that we do have the police here. Grants, we got that grant coming, or the application coming after tomorrow when you send it. There is another, we've got that small grant, which I can't think, grant aid or whatever, they changed the name. Used to be back roads grant, now it's grant aid. Dave's got that in and applied for. They've already sent the one for 27. He's kind of stuck on that right at the moment, trying to figure out where we're going for that. But
we ought to be able to find a spot.
I haven't heard anything from Gina. She was looking into grants for storm windows for the library, and I haven't heard. She was having a meeting with a place that checks out your buildings.
Efficiency
Vermont. Yeah. I don't know whether she's had you. Have you seen her? Or
is she met with them? Me an email saying she called them and they wanted to know a date and time that was good for me. And I sent her the dates, but that was over a month ago.
Okay. I'll fire her up, see what's going on. I had an email from her the other day. That was about the new.
We were talking with a friend of mine that's on the Pembroke board. He's got a lot of private foundation money for the Pembroke here a few years back.
Oh, they did real well.
So I'm wondering if he might turn us on to some private funds out there that we might be able to get.
Yeah, libraries seem to be able to blunder into money.
Yes.
Or some regular.
I'm going to see him Friday night, I think, so I might talk to him about it.
Who's that?
Bob Apple.
Oh, Bob, yeah. Yeah, he's the one that did the new elevator shaft there with the old
They put in a whole new heating system. They put a lot of money in.
Well, we did all that a few years ago. I don't know if you're on the board then or not. There's a new furnace in there.
That came by when they did the electrical the second time.
Yeah. I don't even get to go for that. Right in this place. It was a $55,000 grant we got, and we used it to insulate it, fix the roof so that ice doesn't back up, put the furnace in it, rewired it, then they rewired it again. I guess they didn't like the way it was wired. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They didn't bother asking any questions. They just did it. But anyway, so yeah, we're due for something for that. Solid Waste District, I went to their meeting last Wednesday. I got another one this Wednesday. They found a candidate for manager of it. He came to a meeting, and the human resource woman that was for VOCT, her and her committee had already interviewed him and everything. He spoke real well. Seemed to be a good person. Had a lot of experience with various kinds of businesses and so forth.
That's good. That gal that did our last inspection, is she going to be our liaison in the future? Or
she's a state girl.
Oh, okay. So then having to do with that?
No.
Okay.
No. And I also have a bunch of cardboard battery depository boxes for flashlight batteries and used batteries.
That's good.
I thought they'd be here this week, but I haven't seen them. So
it's good now.
The guy will be at the meeting tomorrow night, so I will light a fire under him.
We have a new representative yet, or are they still?
That's probably what's going to happen tomorrow night. I'm 99% sure they hired the guy. We're just going through the motions because they had to do. He hadn't had his background checked yet, and he's had to do something else. And that's basically what's going to happen. I don't know where they stand with the trigger. They've done some interviewing. They didn't sound like they had a couple good candidates, but they hadn't made any real decisions on who or when or what. But they've got a bookkeeper running things, and they've got one of the guys on the committee that's helping them out.
Yeah.
So get that place straightened out. Did you hear what happened at the one in up in the Burlington area? They're building a new building, $3 million building. They signed a contract, they sent a check or whatever, and it didn't go to the building company. This company sent a bill making out like they could build it, people are going to build it. They paid them. They had no idea where the money was.
I was going to say, ended up in another country?
Probably. I don't know. Might be buying rocket ships in Iran or something, missiles in Iran. I don't know. That's about all I have for anything earth-shattering. Pretty quiet, other than the deaths. And we did have another older woman, a Hughes. It's not Gladys, not the one that walks with the dog. Because Joe was telling me it was Gladys, and she went walking by with the dog, and I said, well, she did. She crawled out of the hole because she's walking across the road. But it's a Hughes woman, I believe, is her last name.
Edna. Edna.
Yeah, Edna Hughes. I don't really know her, but anyways.
I think she was Jenny Benton's sister.
So what about her?
She died.
Okay.
I guess she's quite open to it. I don't know. That's all I have, unless somebody else has something that they...
I do. Anybody? I know. I don't usually care very much. Anybody got any thoughts on what we might be doing with this parking lot this summer? Got any thoughts, Julie?
needs to be repaired, that's for sure. And we got better than 20 years out of it, so I think that's pretty good.
We patched it for a while, or you got to get a little more drastic?
I don't know. I was...
It's falling apart.
I thought about it. If we get a Class 2 road grant, a paving permit, then maybe we could include it. Or not a permit, but grant. Maybe we can include that into that. I think it's beyond the patching stage for the most part. But yeah, it's pretty tough shape.
Yeah.
Because it was, when we did it, it's only a skim, you know, it was only like an inch.
No shim?
Yeah, it's not real. At that point in time, we were pretty much at the end of our wall.
You're a little thin on funds at that point?
So, is now the time for me to bring up my dog?
What's that?
Is now the time for me to bring up my dog that I didn't?
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't. I should have let you do that before. I didn't. I thought you were all set when she left.
Oh, no, no. I said I had something that was not involved with FEMA. So I need some advice, actually. I don't know if you know. You probably need to know. You guys know everything that happens here. There's been a lot of dumping in the switchback going up Land Hill Road from our place. You know, you can go up and then I guess road closed. Yes, it starts before that winter. But you go up the switchback and you go up.
You know, the hairpin there, yeah.
The hairpin, sorry.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of dumping over that cliff in the water. So the last 2 years, us together with the Kevin and Gary Casantis, and
the first year, between everybody's hauling, we hauled out 60 tires.
We all, the town guys, hauled 40-some odd tires out of there.
Yeah, well, yeah. We pulled them up.
We pulled them up. They took them out of lots of garbage.
They were wonderful.
They were great.
I used a winch in my tractor to pull them up. But anyway, so I don't know really what to do about it, because I was thinking, you know, to talk to all the people who abut Endless Brook.
Do they throw any bags of garbage in?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever thought about opening the bags of garbage and seeing if maybe their electric bill was in there or something?
No, but I thought I'd talk. Yeah, it's a good idea.
I've done that at the dump. We had a problem there. The dump's closed, but they haven't got time to wait for it to be open, so they just leave bags in front of it. It costs one guy, instead of $75, it costs him $750 for litter. I don't believe they'll do it again.
Well, it's an interesting thought. I thought I'd at least made contact with the abutters to the stream and say, because right now, you know, our stream is for our property big time. And we drink out of it, you know, but not anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you can do. I mean, we certainly can't hire three or four policemen to stand there 24/7, 365. Licensed plates if you see a suspicious vehicle or something. Or
I don't know when they're doing it. The advice comes into if I put it in Front Porch Form or something, saying we're looking for people to haul it out or something. Especially the abutters, it affects your land. I'm afraid that these kinds of people would say, hey, this is great, you know.
They're telling us where to dump their garbage.
Right. Well, what that group and then the other group is doing it goes, oh, I'm getting, you know, I'm being gratified by doing this thing, you know, they're weird people out there. So we can just keep hauling it out. I'm not asking for the town to do anything. It's over. It's way down below.
Oh, yeah.
But we want to do, we will do it.
But if we haul it to the roadside,
well, we'll still do a screen update. We'll bring this stuff up out there. But I'm just wondering if we put a sign, no dumping, you know, the town of Wells, no dumping, that's only going to make people say, all done. Put a fence.
I've seen where they had signs like that, and there's more stuff dumped there than there is if there was no dumping.
Or you put up a fence and they just throw it over. So I don't think that we can put up a hunting camera and, you know, get people that way, I guess. I don't know. I'm just looking for advice. You guys have had a lot of trouble with people, and maybe you would know.
At one point, several years ago, I called Telescope and I talked to, was it Kathy? I don't know if it was Kathy or someone else, but it was one of the man amendments, and they said, oh, well, I'll have so and so put a camera there. And I never heard of it. There's been a camera.
It's the tough thing. Well, I don't want to rest.
Yeah, I believe that's Sarah Lynn.
It is there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, and we're also going to talk to him. I want to talk to him off subject. Maybe you know about what the status is of that road that all people are taking the ATVs right past the gate to. I'm not talking about Avoyan Mountain. They go right past the gate, you know, they go around it, and then they take their ATVs up the mountain. And I just have not had a chance. I retired in December, so I've got more time into cross travel. Mm-hmm. Which I'm just kidding, yeah. But I just wanted to know from Velco, is that road publicly accessible or not? They don't seem to be doing anything about the people going up with ATVs. That's why there's such a chain of ATVs.
You're talking about to the telescope.
Yeah, the tower. So they're, you know, everyone's going up there now, and because they've had a gate there, Velco, but everyone's just found a way around them with the ATVs and they go up. So I don't know if they don't care. I thought there were cameras in the towers. Anyway, that's another little bit. But that is Velco land. But
I'm sure we could get a hold of it. You guys could get a hold of Velco. We could get a hold of Velco and tell them the problem, and they probably address it. There has been more traffic there because there is a cell phone antenna up there now.
Right.
On the tower.
Oh, yeah. It's not not the word. And last summer, there was a lot of traffic up there. They were doing some.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's a Verizon.
A Verizon cell tower. Oh, well.
As long as there's no lights on it, I'm fine.
Yeah. No, there's anyway.
Anyway, that's so that.
We just wanted to know if you had any ideas about dumping.
I would get a hold of Velco and just tell them what's going on. I mean, I wouldn't think they'd want people up there, but.
Well, that's we're switching subjects. I should, maybe should have brought them out. But primarily, we want to talk about the garbage because that's getting in the stream and that's fouling the stream. And, you know, I've never tasted anything. And the stuff we pulled out of there were in bags and they were like plastic. It wasn't like dead cows or something. So I don't think the water's been foul, but I don't know. I just don't know what to.
I've been up there though when Velco was in there, and they never say anything.
No.
Didn't seem to bother them at all.
Yeah. You drove up with the old ATV?
I have a car.
Oh. What are you doing? What are you doing? ATV or a car? And someone else comes down the other way.
I've got a problem.
Somebody backs up.
Just like in Scotland, honey.
Oh, it is weird in Scotland.
They have roads wide enough for one. Mm-hmm. And then they have pull-off places, and whoever's closest to the last pull-off place is the one.
It's all that's there, and I was a tower, and the house is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's two test depredations. I'm just going to find out from them if they care. If they don't care, I'm going to hike up there again. I love hiking up there. You know, that's another whole topic. The major topic is about the stream and the environment, and that's, you know, because that chunk is, we've gotten some pieces of wood and crap and plastic coming across down the stream as far as
rusted box springs and all.
Well, that's not.
That was the first year. I don't know.
No, that was down the gully. That doesn't come down to us. Some famous stuff is washing under us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had to pull out the box spring. And, I mean, you know, I don't mind. Public citizen, it's all right. I just thought maybe you guys might have some idea. And I was just going to do front porch forum, and then I just suddenly realized it's probably going to make it worse. You know?
Probably the camera would be a good idea.
Who would be the official though?
We would need telescope's permission, right, to put one up there.
What's that?
We would need telescope's permission to put one there.
Probably technically, I guess. I don't know what you really do.
It wouldn't hurt, that's it. It wouldn't hurt to have the permission.
It'll be better if it's under there.
If they did it. But yeah. We'll see.
So
who's their forestry guy? Is it James Land?
No. That's what he used to, but I don't know who's doing it now. I don't think he does that anymore.
So we haven't been up there this year. So I think the first time, the second time we did it, but the year is accumulation. So we're going to see this year how much of the new stuff is in there. And then that'll also decide what we're going to do. Because it's not much. Again, we just have a winch in the tractor for wood. If someone goes down there and pitches the tires, oh, I get all the tires out there. And Kevin and Carrie, of course, Kevin went down and evolved up by himself.
No
complaints.
Thanks. No complaints.
Yeah, I would definitely call Velco and just, I mean, they're probably aware of it, but maybe they don't really care one way or the other.
I don't think anybody does any damage. Mm-hmm. Now they go up there to watch the sunset.
No, I don't worry about that. That's, you know, that's enough.
But it's the dumping of the trash.
Yeah.
That's,
well, yeah.
You know.
I guess my point, Bill.
Us tree huggers, we get
yeah.
riled by that stuff, you know.
That's why we saw those lines being up and down.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for watching. Thank you.
Good work. It's
I'm Logan.
I'm Julie.
Julie.
Yes, I'm.
She's our new.
I still am.
Newly elected select person.
Yep. Sorry. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for taking the thankless job.
With all you guys, no, I'm already not a thankless job.
We just said thank you.
Okay. Have a good night. Where were you? What did you say? Did we finish your thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you make a motion to adjourn, Andrew?
Unless you have something.
I do not.
To bring before the board, then I would entertain a motion.
I'll second that.
So 8
Perfect.
10.